Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Chagiga has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Dovi Merenstein as a zchus for their children.
Chagiga Daf Yud. The Mishnah begins, Heter Nedorim Porchin Ba'avir Ve'en Lehem Al Mashi Yismachu. The inyan of Ataras Nedorim, where one can go to a chacham who is matter the person's neder, that is something which is Periach Ba'avir and does not have a basis min HaTorah. Rashi over here says, "Hataras nedarim she'omru chachamim she'achocham matrias haneder ma'at remez yish b'mikro ve'ein lehem al mal lismoich elo she'kein mosul chachamim b'toyrah shebal peh." They have a very weak remez in the Torah. Rather, it's something which was nimsar, was handed down bal peh. That's the makor to this inyan of hataras nedarim. Now, the lashon of Rashi, ma'at remez yish b'mikro, Rashi seems to be saying that even the Tana of the Mishnah does not hold that there's entirely no basis whatsoever. Rather, it's a very weak basis. It's ma'at remez yesh b'mikro, and therefore, primarily, we rely on the Torah Shebal Peh. Now, in the Gemara, a number of Tanoim bring psukim, and these Tanoim say that yesh mehem al mal lismoich, there is what to rely on. And it's not so clear whether these Tanoim mean to argue on the Mishnah, or perhaps they are not a steer to the Mishnah. Rashi says that even the Tana of the Mishnah is maskim, that there's ma'at remez. Rashi perhaps understood that these Tanarim do not mean to argue, but they're telling us what is this ma'at remez, what is this small remez that is hinted in the Torah, but in the Chanami, they also maskim that be'ikar we rely on the Torah Shebal Peh. Both the Mashah and the Siach Yitzchak, they explain Rashi, that Rashi understands in the Tana of the Mishnah that he holds ma'at remez yesh b'mikro, meaning to say, like the Gemara says behemshech, Omar Rava l'kulu islahu pircha. The Tana holds that really all of these limudim that the Gemara brings from different Tanoim, Lekulu Islahu Pircha. Like Rava says in the Gemara, all of these psukim could be read differently, and therefore at most they are ma'at remez, but still we say, Ein lehem al ma'lismoich, Hataras Nadarim still has to rely on the Torah Shebal Peh, and not on these drushas of the Gemara. The Mashah and the Siach Yitzchak understand that the Tanoim of the Braises who bring psukim, they hold Yeshmehem al ma'lismoich, not like the Tana of the Mishnah. The Tana of the Mishnah holds like Rava, Lekulu Islahu Pircha, that all these rayas are not conclusive. Now the Mashah adds that even the drasha of Shmuel, who brought a makar from the pasuk L'yachal Devaroi, Hu Einei Moichel Aval Achirim Moichlam Loi, that the Gemara says does not have a pircha. Still, the Tana of the Mishnah holds that it's called Periach Ba'avir, since it's only based on a diak of the pasuk. It's still called Ein Lehen Mamal Gismoich. It's not a drasha Gemura. Now, if we take a look at the Rabbeinu Chananel, he says clearly that the Tanoim that the Gemara brings from the Braises, they argue on the Tana of the Mishnah. The lashon of Rabbeinu Chananel is Hataras Nadarim Parchim Ba'avir Ve'ein Lehem Amal Sheyismachu. Tanya Rabbi Lezer Omer Yesh Lehem Kloimar Yesh Leraim Min Hatorah Sheyesh Lerushus Lehatar Nadarim Ve'einam Ka'ifos Haparchis Ba'avir Kasher Shaninu B'Mishnah Seinu. He says clearly that the Tanoim and the Braises, they argue on the Mishnah and they hold that it's not Periach Ba'avir. Now in the drasha of Rabbi Yeshua Imar Yesh Lehem Amat Sheyismachu Shenemar Asher Nishbati Ba'api Ba'api Nishbati V'chazarti Bi. Rabbi Yeshua brings a raya from this pasuk that Hashem was chozer from His shvua. That's a makar that one could be matir or neder. Now behemshech haGemara, when Rava says Lekulu Islahu Pircha, Rava says that Rabbi Yeshua's raya is also not conclusive. Imid Rabbi Yeshua Dil Mahachi Kamar Ba'api Nishbati V'lo Yadarnu Bi. Maybe the pasuk means to say that Hashem made a shvua and was not chayzer. You don't have to read the pasuk that Hashem was chayzer from the shvua. You could read it differently that He was not chayzer from the shvua. Now Tosfos over here asks Akasha, and Dibar Maschal Ba'api Nishbati Hiksha Rav Rav Ochanan. He says that Al Karchoch you have to read the pasuk the second way, the way Rava reads it, Ba'api Nishbati V'lo Hadarnu Bi. Because what is this pasuk referring to? The pasuk in Tehillim, Asher Nishbati Ba'api Im Yevoin El Menuchasi. El Menuchasi, all the Mefarshim explain, it means this is referring to the Shvua that Hashem made that the Dor HaMidbar will not come into Eretz Yisrael. Like the pasuk says earlier over there, Arboim Shana Okut Bedoyer, for 40 years Hashem had a ktoto, a quarrel with the generation, and Hashem punished them for the Chet of Meraglim that they will not come into Eretz Yisrael. And as we know, Hashem was never Chayzer from that Shvua. All of the Dor HaMidbar died before they came into Eretz Yisrael. So how could Rabbi Yeshua possibly read the pasuk Asher Nishbati Ba'api Nishbati V'Chazartabi? Where do we find anywhere that Hashem was Chayzer from this Shvua? That's Tosfos' kasha. Now the Siach Yitzchok points out, if we take a look at Rashi, here in Diba Maschel, Nishbati Ba'api, Rashi says, Midekomar Ba'api, from the fact that the Pasuk says that Hashem made the Shvuah in his anger, Mashma Yochel Ani Lishoel Alov, Lefish Machmas Api, Veloy Midas Miyusheves Nishbati. The Pasuk is Mashma that Hashem could be Chozer from the Shvuah, since it was made with Af, and not Bidas Miyusheves. And therefore, from here is the makar that one who makes a shvuah and has a pesach from that shvuah is able to be matter with that pesach. Rashi clearly says that the Gemara doesn't mean to say that Hashem was actually chuzer from this shvuah. Rather, the Gemara means to say from the fact that there's a stress that the shvuah was done through af, that's mashmur that this shvuah had the ability to be undone because there was a pesach to the shvuah. And obviously, according to this, Tosfos' kasha is not shver. Because Enechanami, Hashem was never chizer from this shvuah. All of the Dor HaMidbar died before they came into Eretz Yisrael. And all the Gemara is proving is that such a shvuah, which has a Pesach, has the ability to be undone. However, the Siach Yitzchak says, Tosfos did not want to learn like this, because the Lashon of the Gemara is not mashm like this. The Lashon of Rabbi Shua is, Asher Nishbati Ba'api, Ba'api Nishbati V'chazarti Bi. The Mashmois is that Hashem was actually chizer l'maisa, and not just that he had the capability of being chayzer. And therefore, Tosfos asks the kasha, how could we possibly make this drasha? Where do we ever find that anyone from the Dor HaMidbar actually ended up going into Eretz Yisrael? Hashem was not chayzer from that shvuah. Now, Tosfos gives a teretz based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud. There's machlokes tanoim over there, whether the Dor HaMidbar yesh lehem chelik ba'olam haba or ein lehem chelik la'olam haba. Rabbi Kiva says, ein lehem chelik la'olam haba. And he brings two psukim as a makar for this. One pasuk that says, "Bamidbar hazeh yitamu v'sham yamusu," and Rabbi Kiva explains, "Yitamu ba'ilam hazeh v'sham yamusu la'ilam abo." And furthermore, Rabbi Kiva says, the pasuk says, "Asher nishbati ba'api imivayin el menuchasi." Menuchasi means ilam abo, that Hashem gave a shvuah that not only will they die in the midbar, but they also will not enter ilam abo. Rabbi Lezer over there argues. He says, "Dor hamidbar yeshlem chelik la'ilam abo." And he explains, even though the Pasuk says, Asher Nishbati Ba'api, it means Nishbati V'chazarti Bi. Which is like a Rishu over here in the Braisa says, Nishbati Ba'api means Nishbati V'chazarti Bi. So in other words, Tosfos is answering that even though this Pasuk is referring to the Dor HaMidbar, but it's not referring to them coming into Eretz Yisrael, rather it's referring to them losing their Chelik and Olam Haba. And that's why we can have two different ways how to darshan this Pasuk, whether Hashem was Chazar or He was not Chazar. Both shitas hold that it's referring to Olam Haba, and the machlokes is whether they actually do have a chelik l'Olam Haba because Hashem was chazer, or they do not have a chelik because there was never any chazor from this shvuah. Now in the Sefer Gvuras Yitzchok, he quotes a Tosfos in Baba Basra Daf Kuf Chav Aleph, and from there there's another possible teretz to Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos over there has an Arichos, he discusses the famous Medrash in Eicha, which talks about how Klal Yisrael, throughout the 40 years in the Midbar, every year on Tisha B'Av, every person went and dug a kever for himself, and he lay down and slept in his grave the night of Tisha B'Av. And in the morning, Hakruz Yoitze, someone would go around and say, Yibodlu Hachaim Min HaMesim, all those who are still alive should arise and separate themselves from the Mesim, from those who died. Every year many people died and remained in their kever, they did not get up Tisha B'Av morning. Until the final year, the 40th year, they all dug their kfarim and lay down. However, when the morning came, everyone was still alive. There was no one who died that year. And they said that perhaps we made a mistake, maybe we miscalculated. So for the next few nights, they did the same thing. They lay each night in their kever to see what would happen. And the Gemara says, until Tesvov Av came, then they were sure that surely Tisha B'Av passed. They saw the full moon. And therefore, that's the Gemara says, is one of the reasons why Yom Tu Ba'av is a day of Simcha, because the Dor HaMidbar stopped dying, and everyone who was left went into Eretz Yisrael. Now there's a machlokes over there in Tosfos how to understand exactly the Medrash Eicha, and the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam is that there were 15,000 and a few odd more, Rabbeinu Tam says, who were really supposed to die during that last year, the 40th year in the Midbar. And on those 15,000, the Gzeira actually was rescinded, and they did not die, they were zeicha to come into Eretz Yisrael. According to that sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, we could say a different text to Tosfos' kasha, that really the pasuk could be referring to the gzeira of not going into Eretz Yisrael. Now like Tosfos says from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that it's referring to whether they have a chelik in Olam Haba. Rather, it's referring to the gzeira of not going into Eretz Yisrael. And this drasha of Rabbi Yeshua, Nishbati v'chazartabi, is referring to that 15,000 who were supposed to die the last year. From them there was a chazara and the shvua was undone. One can take a look at the Gvuras Yitzchak, who has more of an arichos about this inyan. Now another shita, the shita of Rabbi Yitzchak is, Yesh lehem amash yismuchu, shenemar kol nediv liboy. Rashi explains, kol nediv liboy heviyu, im oidenu liboy noidvayalov yaviyu, v'mischaret yatiruloi. The mashmais of this posuk is, that if in his heart he still wants to give this nadova, then he brought it. But it's mashma that if he was in mischaret, he was able to be chayzer and be matir his neder. And here again, Rava says, the ray is not muchach. You could explain the pasuk differently. Dilma la'afuke midishmuel, the omar shmuel gomar beliboy, tzarach sheyotzi bisvasov. V'hakamash malon, the afuke avdeloy hoitzi bisvasov. The pasuk is telling us that here, even though he did not say anything with his mouth, he only thought in his mind, nediv liboy also the neder is chal, and he's mechayiv to be mekayim the neder. Now Tosis over here, dibur maschal la'afuke midishmuel, Tosis quotes the Gemara in Shvuas daf chav vav amid beis. The Gemara asks actually a kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel who says gomer beliboy tzarach sheyotzi bisvasov. The Gemara asks on this from the pasuk of nediv liboy, and the Gemara says that Shmuel's maskim that by kochim it's different, since the pasuk says mefurish this lashon of nediv leiv. The Torah is telling us that the neder is chal even without being moitzi misvasov. And that the Gemara over there asks v'nigmar minei. So let's learn out from kochim to anywhere else that all nedarim are chal also believe. And that the Gemara answers, Truma v'kodshim are shnei k'suvim ha'boim ke'echad, v'chol shnei k'suvim ha'boim ke'echad ein melamdim. There are two psukim which tell us that a nadava works believe. And the rule is that whenever there are two psukim, then we say that din applies only to those two places, and we cannot learn from there to everywhere else. Rashi explains, what does the Gemara mean, Truma and kodshim? What are these two places? So Rashi says, Truma means Trumas melechas ha'mishkan. This pasuk of kol nediv liboy yivyeras trumas Hashem zav v'kesef v'nechoshes. This is referring to when they collected the material for the Mishkan. Over there, the Torah told us that the neder is chal just believe even without a dibur. And the second place Rashi brings is a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim v'chol nediv leiv oilos. That's a pasuk which is talking about bringing a carbon. There also the Torah says that it's chal believe. So only these two places, by the Melechas HaMishkan and by Karbonis over there, the Neder is Chal Belev, even without a Dibur. Now Tosis over here says that the Gemara by us, when the Gemara says La'afukei midishmuel, the Gemara does not mean to say that this is a Makar to say not like Shmuel. Rather, La'afukei midishmuel means that here we say different than the regular Klal of Shmuel. Shmuel that says that usually the Klal is that you have to be Moitzi Bisfasov. Here the Pasuk is saying that it's different, but Einechanami Shmuel himself is also maskim to this. By these two places, by the Pasuk of Melechas HaMishkan, Kol Nediv Liboy, and by Kochim over there, the Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, there even according to Shmuel, it's Chal Belev. Now if we take a look at Rashi, Rashi Dibur Maschal Gomer Beliboy, Rashi is explaining the Shita of Shmuel, that Belev is not enough, Tzarech Lohitzi Bisfasov. Rashi gives three examples. He says either by a shvua, or by a neder, or by hegdish. By all these three places, Shmuel holds that one has to be moitzi bisvasov, it's not enough to be goymer believe. And the Siach Yitzchak over here asks on Rashi that lecheret keneged the Gemara in Shvuas. The Gemara says clearly that Shmuel himself is maskim by kochim. Only by other things, that's when Shmuel holds that you have to be moitzi bisvasov. So why does Rashi over here say that goymer believe is not enough, even by hegdish? The Chara, the Gemara in Shvuah says not like that. And he says perhaps Rashi will hold that there's a chilik between Kotshei Mizbeach and Kotshei Bedek Abayis. That which the Gemara in Shvuah says that if one is makdish something, even Shmuel's maskim, that it's chal belev, that's only Kotshei Mizbeach, a carbon. But Kotshei Bedek Abayis, if someone makes a donation to the Beis HaMikdash, a donation for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, there Shmuel holds that you have to be Maitzi Bisvasov. And that's what Rashi over here means, Hegdish. It's referring to Kotshei Bedek Abayis. However, the Siach Yitzchak says that we cannot say this. First of all, what should be the svar to be mechalik between Kotshei Mizbeach and Kotshei Bedek Abayis? And secondly, he says Rashi himself over there in Shvuas, when the Gemara says that Truma and Hegdish are the exceptions, Rashi explains Truma means the Truma Samishkon. Over there the Pasuk says Kol Nediv Liboy, and Truma Samishkon was a Truma for Bedek Abayis. And therefore, Ladoris as well, for all future generations, even on Nedova to the Bedek Abayis will also have the din that Gomer Beliba is enough, he doesn't have to be Maitzi Bisfasov. So therefore the kasha remains, what type of hegdish does Rashi over here mean that Shmuel holds that one has to be mitzi b'svasov? And he points out that really there's a machlekas over there in Shvuos, had to explain the words truma over there. Tosis over there learns that truma does not refer to truma samishkan, rather truma means hafroshas truma, truma from Dagon Tiroish v'yitzar. Over there there's a drasha from a pasuk, v'nechshav lechem trumaschem. We learn that truma could be taken even b'machshava. If one separates truma even without a dibor, only b'machshava, also the truma is chal. That's how Tosis understands the Gemara in Shvuos over there, that truma and hegdish are the two exceptions, truma of Dagon Tiroish v'yitzar and hegdish. Tosis understands when the Gemara brings the pasuk of kol nediv leiv, it's referring to the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, kol nediv leiv oilos. So those are the two places that the Gemara refers to, truma and kodshim, meaning kedushas haguf, a carbon. According to that, the Siach Yitzchok says, perhaps we could be mechadish that there's a chilek between kodshim mizbeach and kodshim bedek habayis. By kodshim bedek habayis, we could say that Shmuel holds, there we do have to be mitzi b'sfasov, gomar b'libay is not enough. And perhaps the pasuk by Chumas HaMishkan, that was Hayru Astra, but Lederis, in general, for Kacha Belek Abayis, one has to be Maitzi Bepiv. That would be perhaps a teretz to Rashi, why Rashi says that even by Hegdish, small holes, they have to be Maitzi Bepiv. However, he says that Rashi Lishaytasai, who says in the Gemara in Shavuos that Chuma means the Chuma of the Mishkan, which by the way is how Tosis in Ersig as well, Dibar Maschel Lafuke, he learns like that also, but Rashi Lishaytasai, we cannot say this teretz that Shmuel holds by Kacha Belek Abayis, Gomar Beliba is not enough, one has to be Mitzi Bisfasov, because Rashi says over there, Truma means Truma Samishkan, which is Kacha Belek Abayis. So we see that even by Kacha Belek Abayis, Shmuel holds this way, that Gomar Beliba is enough, he does not have to be Mitzi Bisfasov, and therefore the kasha remains. What does Rashi over here mean in our sugyo when he says that Oy Hegdish, that Shmuel holds Hegdish as well, one has to be Mitzi Bisfasov? How does that fit with the Gemara in Shavuos? Now, Lemaisa, there's a Ktsais HaChoshin, in Simon Yud Beis, Sif Koton Aleph, he does actually say such a chilek, that which Hegdish is Chal B'machshovo, that's only Kodshei Mizbeach, and not Kodshei Bedek Habayis. He does not ask this kasha, how could we say such a thing, if one of the psukim is by Chumas HaMishkan, at least that's the way Rashi, and Tosfos Vayos learn like that, that the Gemara in Shavuos means Chumas HaMishkan, and there we find that it is Chal B'machshovo, and Trumas HaMishkan is Kodshei Bedek Habayis, it's not Kodshei Mizbeach. One can take a look in the Nuk Tzois, the Mahadura of Harav Jemetrovsky. Over there he brings a number of Maram Mekoymis about this Shiloh. One of the rays he brings is from the Shulchan Aruch Yerdeya Simin Reish Nun Ches, Sif Yud Gimel. There's a discussion over there whether Bizman Hazeh, one who has a Machshova to give Tzedakah, is that already Mechayev him, or is it only Mechayev him if he's Maitzi Bepeh? And the Gro over there says that sad to say that he has a chiyuv already b'machshava, that's because tzedakah is like hegdish. And hegdish is chal b'machshava. It's clear from that Gro that there's no chilek between kachem mizbeach and kachem bedek habayis. If the whole din that the chiyuv was chal b'machshava is only by a carbon, by kachem mizbeach, why would we be medame tzedakah b'zman hazeh to kachem mizbeach and not to kachem bedek habayis? If anything, it should be more similar to kachem bedek habayis. That is a raya that the din, that kodshim is chal b'machshava, is even by kodshim bedek habayis. One possible teretz that I saw to answer Rashi in our sugyo is based on the chiddush of Rabbi Rucham Fishel Perlau in his pirush on the Resag, Chelik Beis Lusa Sei Reish Lamites. He says over there, based on a Rashi ala Torah in Parashas Emor, the pasuk says, V'ish ki yakriv zevach shlomim l'ashem, l'falei neder od nedovo, this is the pasuk that says if one is brings a carbon, he cannot bring a balmum. Now Rashi over there explains the lashon of the pasuk lefalei neder. Rashi says lahafrish b'diburay. Rashi's madgish that the neder is chal through dibor, and the chayr he's coming to exclude that it's not chal b'machshava. Another similar Rashi we find in Parshas Bechukosai by the parsha of Erechin. It says over there ish ki yafli, and Rashi again says yafrish b'piv. Rashi's mashma that the Hegdish is chal only b'dibor and not b'machshava. And Rabbi Rucham Fishel asked, we know the klal is that by Hegdish it's chal b'machshava. Why does Rashi over here explain that it's chal dafka b'dibor? And he says a chiddush, b'das Rashi, that there's a difference between a neder and a nedova. That which Hegdish is chal b'machshava is only by a nedova. Where he says, harei zu, I'm going to bring this behemoth. or this specific material for kachri bedek habayis. However, if he says a lashon of a neder, he's mechayiv himself to bring something without specifying something specific. There, b'machshava alone, the chiyuv is not chal. Unless he speaks it out b'peh, he's not mechuyiv. There's a Rambam who says clearly not like this in Ma'aser Karbonah, he's Perek Gedal in Halacha Yud Beis, but al kaponim b'das Rashi, he wants to be mechadish, such a chilek. And according to that, we could say in our sugya as well, when Rashi explains Shitas Shmuel, that one has to be mitzi b'fiv, it's not enough to be gomer b'libay, Rashi says by a shvuah or by a neder or by hegdish, we can explain that Rashi means that there are certain types of hegdish that do require to be mitzi b'peh, it's not enough to be gomer b'lev, and that's when he says a loshon of harei alai, as opposed to when he says harei zu. And we'll just mention one more teretz brought down in the Sefer Gvuras Yitzchok. He explains, based on a shiloh in the Sefer Yoinas Ilim, Simon Yud Aleph, who has a sofik, legabe this klal, that hegdish is chal b'machshova, does that mean that if one has a machshova, so the hegdish is chal, meaning the kinyan is chal, either the chayfitz that he was magdish is now owned by hegdish, or if he was mechayiv himself to give something, there's a chayiv moment that's chal on himself to give it. But perhaps that still does not mean that if he's not mekayim his neder, he'll be over the lav in the Torah of lo yachal devaroi. Perhaps to be over the lav, that's totally in bitu yisfasayim. One has to be mitzi bepeh, and if he does not keep his word, then he's over the lav of lo yachal devaroi. That which we say hegdish is chal b'machshovo, it just means the kinyan is chal, but he still will not be over a neder if he's not mekayim his words. If that's true, then the Gvuras Yitzchak explains that we could say b'das Rashi, that when Rashi says one has to be mitzi bepeh as opposed to gomer b'libay, Rashi says that's true by a shvuah or a neder or a hegdish, Rashi means that one will not be over his neder, he'll not be over the lav of lo yachal devaroi, if he's makdish something with machshova ba'alma, he's only over if he's mitzi bepeh. But ein echanami, the hegdish will be chal, he'll have a choiv moment to hegdish, Rashi just means the gabi the isser of bal yachal. Now another shita the Gemara brings as a smach to the din of HaTorah's Nedarim, Chananya ben Acher Yeshua, he says from the pasuk Nishbati va'akayemo lishmar mishpatei tzedkecha. Rashi explains what's the makar. Midikomar va'akayemo mechlal dem rosa shaloi l'kayem matirin loi. From that which David HaMelech says Nishbati va'akayemo, I made a shvua and I was mekayim the shvua, that's mashma that there's an option not to be mekayim the shvua. From that we see that there's an option of HaTorah's Nedarim. On this again, Rava says, Islay Pircho, it's not a clear raya, because we could explain the pasuk like Rav Gidol Amar Rav. Rav Gidol says, Minayin shenishbayim lekayim es ha-mitzvah, shenemar nishbati va'akayimo lishmar mishpatei tzedkecha. Now the Gemara Nedarim, Dav Zayin Amid Beis, explains, what does Rav Gidol mean? How can someone make such a shvuah? We know that one is nishma va'imid mehar Sinai, he's already made a shvuah from Har Sinai to keep all the mitzvahs. So what is he being meisiv? How could such a shvuah be chal? And the Gemara says, Shari leila inchi lizruzei nafshei. One can make such a shvuah to be mezarez himself, to make himself more zealous in the kiyum ha-mitzvahs. Now Rashi over here in Dibra Maschol, shenishboin lekayim ha-mitzvah, Rashi says, Kloimar, mitzvah shehehei odom nishba lekayim mitzvah, kedei sheyemar v'yizdariz lekayimo. Rashi explains that Rav Gidol is coming to be mechadish, that it's a mitzvah to do such a thing. Rashi seems to have been bothered, what's the chiddush of Rav Gidol? Why would I think that one cannot make such a shvuah to be mezarez himself? And that Rashi answers that Rav Gidol means to say that it's a mitzvah, it's a good thing to do such a thing. Tosis, however, in Dibur Maschil Lekayim Mitzvos, Tosis says, Detzorech lehazker shem shamayim kedei lizruzei nafshei. The Tosis of Rashi explains a little bit more, and he means to say that the chiddush of Rav Gidol is that one is allowed to be mitzi Hashem Shemayim, even though all he's doing is being mizarz himself, it's not a real shvuah. He was bothered by the same thing. What would be the tzad that one cannot make such a shvuah? And on that Tosis answers, the chiddush of Rav Gidol is that even though he has to use Hashem Shemayim, he's allowed to do so. Now the Turi Evan over here asks Akasha, what does Rava mean to say that this pasuk is not a raya to HaTorah's Nedarim, because the pasuk means like Rav Gidol? Why are these two contradictory? Even if you'll explain like Rav Gidol that the shvuah that we're referring to is a shvuah l'kayim es ha-mitzvah, still the raya to HaTorah's Nedarim was like Rashi explained from the extra word va'akayimo. That is mashma that one has an option not to be mekayim es shvuah, that's through HaTorah's Nedarim. So even if the shvuah is a shvuah l'kayim es ha-mitzvah, why does it say va'akayimo? And the Turi Evan explains that no, once Rav Gidol was mechadish, that the pasuk means a shvuah l'kayim es ha-mitzvah, And the Gemara was bothered by how could the Shvua be Chal, his Nishma Va'imir Ve'Harsinai, and Rav Gidl has to answer that the Shvua is Lizariz Nafshei. So now the Lashon of the Pasuk, Nishbati Va'Kayemo, has a new explanation that Nishbati, I made a Shvua Va'Kayemo. The purpose of the Shvua is to be Mizariz myself, L'Kayemo, to be Mekayim it. The Pasuk is hinting to this, that even though he's mushba va'oimin me'ar Sinai, still the Shvua is, k'dei lezarez nafshei, that's the lotion of nishbati va'kayimo, and therefore we can no longer explain va'kayimo, meaning that there's an option not to be mekayim through ataras nadarim. Now in the Hagoyis Imrei Baruch, on the bottom of the Turi Evan, he says that you can answer the kasha of the Turi Evan differently. That once this Pasuk is referring to a Shvua lekayim es ha-mitzvah, then most Rishonim understand that the Ramban and Shvuas and others, that really the Shvua is not Chal Bechlal. Meaning if he's going to be over the Shvua and not be Mekayim the Mitzvah, he's not over on the love of Lo Yachil, because the Shvua never really was Nitvas, it never took hold. Why is he making the Shvua? K'dei Lezarez Nafshei, meaning the Shvua is not really Chal, but nevertheless it serves its purpose of being Mizarez him. And according to that, the Imrei Baruch says, we definitely cannot use this as a makor to ataras nedarim, to be medayik from the pasuk that there's an option not to be mekayim the shvua, because the shvua in this pasuk, anyways, is not a real shvua. Nothing was actually chal. And he continues and he says, even if you hold like the shita of the Baal Hamor, who understands that the shvua is actually chal, still, once we're talking about a shvua lekayim is a mitzvah, then this cannot be a makor to ataras nedarim, because a shvua to be mekayim a mitzvah perhaps has no ataras nedarim bechlal. This is a whole separate inyan, but al-Kuponim, that's what the Imrei Baruch says, that there's definitely a tzad, that a Shvua L'Kayim is a mitzvah has no Hatara, so therefore after we explain like Rav Gidl, that this pasuk is talking about a Shvua L'Kayim is a mitzvah, so it can no longer be the Makar to Hataras Nedarim. Now if we take a look in the Rabbeinu Chananel on the side of the page, he also seems to have been bothered by this kasha, and he says, V'hod Chananya ben Achei Rabbi Yeshua didayik minishpati v'akayimo, מחלש שיש דרך שלא לקיים דל מקר רב גידל המרב ולהידיע כי הנשבע לקיים המצווה שבוע חל עליו שנאמר נשבעתי ואקיימו לשמר משפטי צדקך מחלל שיש שבוע אחרס שאין חייב לקיימו כגון הנשבע לבטל את המצווה. He says that once we explain like Rav Gidl, so then the Lashon of the Pasuk Nishbati Va'akayemo is coming to tell us that only a Shvua to be Mekayim a Mitzvah could be Chal, as opposed to a Shvua Levatel as a Mitzvah. According to Rav Gidl, the Lashon of Akayema has a whole different mashmois. It's not coming to tell us the option of Ataras Nadarim, rather it's coming to tell us that only a Shvua L'Kayim is a mitzvah is Chal, but if one wants to make a Shvua to be Mevatel a mitzvah, that Shvua is not Chal Bechlal. The Gemara on the bottom of Amid Aleph, the Gemara discusses Shabbos, which is also Kahararim Teluyim B'Sa'ara, and the Gemara explains what exactly is this referring to. HaChayfer Guma B'Shabbos V'Ein Tzarech Elu La'Afro, the din is at your potter. And the Gemara explains that for sure, according to Reb Shimon, who holds Mlacha Shein Tzricha Legufa as Potter, surely in this case you're Potter because you do not need the bar, you need the offer. But here, even according to Reb Yehuda, you'll be Potter. Even though Reb Yehuda B'derech Klal holds Mlacha Shein Tzricha Legufa as Chayiv, here it's Mekalkel, and here also you'll be Potter. Now the Indian of Melechas Machsheves B'Shabbes, Mlacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, and Mekalkel, this is a complicated, lengthy sugya. We'll just mention one small point, which is Negei Tahar Sugyo, and that is the Gemara continues, the Gemara on the bottom says, Maika Hararim Tluyim Bisara. Where is this Nirmaz? Rashi understands when the Mishnah says, Kahararim Tluyim Bisara, it means that there's a small remez to this. The Gemara says, where is this Nirmaz? Melechas Machsheves Astro Toiro, Melechas Machsheves Loiksivo. Melechas Machsheves is a lashon which is used by the Mishkan. And we learn Hilchas Shabbos from the Mishkan, that Hilchas Shabbos also has to have Melechas Machsheves. This is something which is only a remez. This is Hararim Tluyim Bisa'ara. Now it's important to clarify, what exactly does the Gemara mean that you're Potter because of Melechas Machsheves? What is this going back on? Is this going back why, according to Reb Shimon, you're Potter because of Melechas Shein Tzricha Legufa? That's based on Melechas Machsheves Asra Torah. Or is it also going, or maybe only going, on that which Rabbi Yehuda holds your Potter because it's Mekalkel? Mekalkel is Potter because of Melechas Shein Tzricha Legufa. This is something which has very significant ramifications for Masechta Shabbos. Now, if we look in Rashi on the top of Amud Beis, Divar Maschom Melechas Machsheves, he seems to explain that Melechas Machsheves is the reason why Melechas Ein Tzricha Legufa is Potter. The Lashon of Rashi is, Shehamachshava Choshva Bedaitoi, the Rishash says that really the proper girsa is Shehamalocha Choshva Bedaitoi, he had in mind to do the Melocha of a Niskavin Lo, V'zeh Lo Niskavin Lo Lebinyin Zeh. This person was not mechaven to do this binyan. Rashi is explaining why, according to Reb Shimon, melacha she'ein tzricha legufo is potter. That's melachas machshavas. He was not mechaven for this binyan, meaning he was not mechaven to make this guma. Rather, he wanted the offer. The lashon of Rashi is mashmah that he's explaining melacha she'ein tzricha legufo. He doesn't mention anything about mekalkel. However, if we take a look at the bottom Tosis on Amud Aleph, Dibur Maschulika de Reb Abba, Tosis is mevur that which mekalkel is always potter is also based on melachas machshavas. He said the Gemara could have really said that kahararim tluyim b'sara is any makalkal which is potter. In other words, all makalkal is based on the din of melachas machshavas, which is kahararim tluyim b'sara. Now, Maseches Shabbos daf ayin hey amid aleph, there are two taisus over there who quote our sugyo. Taisus over there, Dibra Maschum Misasek, he brings a raya from our sugyo that the ptur of makalkal is based on melachas machshavas. Taisus later on, in a different Dibra Maschul, Tvei Nicholei, he also brings our Gemara as a source that melacha she'ein tzricha legufa is based on melachas machshavas asra taira. Tosis clearly understood that when our Gemara quotes melachas machshavas, it's going back both on the p'tor of melacha she'ein tzricha legufa and the p'tor of mekalkel. And one can take a look in the Kilas Yaakov, the stapler, in Ksuvis, Simon Dalid, he brings our sugya. He's discussing over there whether melacha she'ein tzricha legufa is based on melachas machshavas, and he says that there is a tzad to learn our Gemara, that the Gemara is only going back on mekalkel. When the Gemara says kahararim tluyim b'sara, the Gemara means to say that which l'kuliyam we are potter over here, because it's mekalkel, that's based on melachas machshavas. But perhaps melachas ain't tzricha legufa, it's not muchach, that's also based on melachas machshavas. But al kapana, based on the way you learn our Gemara, one can prove a very important yesoidis in Hilchos Shabbos, whether the din of melachas ain't tzricha legufa and the din of mekalkel, are they based on the yesoid of melachas machshavas? Now we'll move on to the Gemara in Omer Beis. The Gemara asks, that which chagiga is listed from those things that are kahararim tluyim b'sa'ara. And the Gemara asks, mechton ksivon. There is a pasuk which says mefurish, the mitzvah of chagiga. The pasuk of v'chagoysim oisei chag l'ashem. And that the Gemara answers, l'kada omrlei rev papa la'abaya, memay dahay v'chagoysim oisei chag l'ashem zvicha dilmu chaygu chaga ka'omar. Maybe the term means to say chaygu chaga. What is that? Rashi says, laharbois b'simcha. Maybe the Torah is telling us to be marbe b'simcha and not necessarily to bring a korban chagiga. Now, Tosfos over here says a little different. Tosfos says, "Chaygu chaga yesh mefarshim loshin mecholos kama yechaygu v'yanoyu kishikar." Tosfos translates chaga as dancing. According to Tosfos, the Gemara is asking, maybe the loshin of chagiga is the loshin of mechol, dancing. That's what the Torah is telling us to do on Yontif and not to bring a korban chagiga. Now, l'maisi l'maskana, the Gemara brings a different mekar. Asya midbar, ksiv ocha v'yechoygu li b'midbar, v'ksiv osam hazvachem u'mincha higashtem li b'midbar. From that we see that the lashon of v'yechoygu li b'midbar is referring to a carbon. And kapshuta the Gemara means, once we know v'yechoygu is referring to the carbon chagiga, so to the pasuk of v'chagoysam oisei chag l'ashem shivas yomim is a carbon chagiga, and it does not mean v'chaygu chaga, it does not mean simcha yiseyo or lashon mechoylois. However, the Netziv in Hemek Dover, Pashas Re'ei, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Tezvov, on the Pasuk Shivas Yomim Tochayg L'Hashem Aleikecho, he says that even though the Gemara explains that this is referring to Korban Chagiga, and Shivas Yomim does not mean that you have to bring a Chagiga every day, rather it means the din of Tashlumin, nevertheless he says, Ein Mikro Yoytzi Midei Pshutai, the Pashas of the Pasuk is that there should be a Tochayg for 7 days, and what is that Tochayg? That's Chaygu Chaga, that's an Inyan of Rekida. He says that's the Pashas of the Dikra. And the Tziv talks about this in a number of places in Pashas Mishpatim as well. And he says that really all of the Yomim Tovim have this mitzvah of Rekida. He says that there's a special mitzvah by Sukkah even more so. And he connects this to the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. He quotes also a Medrash in Pashas Emor. The Medrash on the Pasuk, Seva Smachais Es Panecha. The Medrash says that you could read it, Sheva Smachais. And this is referring to Chag HaSukkos, which has 7 mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Sukkah, the 4 Minim, and Chagiga and Simcha. Those are the 7 mitzvahs of Sukkos. And the Netziv explains over there that the Loshen Chagiga is not referring to the Korban Chagiga. Just like the Eilus Riyah is not mentioned, the Chagiga means the Inyan of Chaygu Chaga of Rekida that's part of the mitzvah of Sukkos. So according to the Netziv, the Havamina of the Ar Gemara, that V'yechaygu means Chaygu Chaga, that's really Pashto Dekra, and even though the Maskana, the Gemara says that this is referring to the Korban Chagiga, nevertheless there still is an Inyan, a mitzvah of Chaygu Chaga. Now in the Sefer Or Avram, from Rav Avram Gorovitz, the Rosh Hashiva of Ner Moshe in Yerushalayim, in his Sefer on Meseches Chagiga, he's ma'arich about this inyan, the chayva of Rikudim on Yontif, he quotes to the Netziv, and he also brings down from the Sefer Haksav HaKabbalah, who discusses this inyan in two places, in Parshas Emor and in Parshas Re'ei, and the Haksav HaKabbalah quotes from Rav Haigoin, who says that the Lashon of Chag is from a Lashon of Rikida, from dancing, because what is Misameach and Merakin on Yontif? And the Radak as well says that the Lashon of Chag is a Lashon of Rikida. However, the Haksav HaKabbalah asks a kasha on this. If the Torah is Meramis to an Indian of Rikida on Yontif, how could the Mishnah in Beitzah, Daf Lamed Vav, the Mishnah quotes that Midarabonon, it's also to dance on Yontif. Loi Merakdim, Veloi Mitabchim B'Yontif, just like it's also on Shabbos, it's also on Yontif as well. The Chachamim were geyser that someone might come to fix a clay shear, and therefore they asked her to dance on Yontif. The Rama in Hilchos Shabbos, Simen Shin Lamed Tes, brings the type to be Mekel on our days, he says, because since we're not Bekiyim and had to fix clay shear, so perhaps the Gzeira is not Negeya. But Al Koponim, Ikar Adin, the Chacham definitely made a Gzeira to Aser dancing on both Shabbos and Yontif. And the Aksava Kabbalah asks that if the Torah calls Yontif a Lashon of Chag because it's a day for dancing, clearly the Torah holds that it's Mutter to dance, then the Rabbanim would not have made such a Gzeira to Aser dancing on Yontif. This is a famous Yisoid, it's known as the Yisoid of the Taz, who says in a number of places that even though the Chachamim made many gzeirais to aser things which were mutter midairaiso, but something which the Torah says mefurish is mutter, their Chazal did not aser it. And if over here the Torah says that a Yontif is called a Chag because it's a day to dance, Chazal would not have come along and say that it's aser to dance on Yontif. This is the Kasha of the Ksava Kabbalah, and Mikayach this, he argues and he says that the Lashon of Chag is not connected to Rikudim, to dancing. One can take a look in the Sefer Or Avram, who discusses this inyan at length, about dancing on Yontif, and he attempts to answer this kasha of the Aksava HaKabbalah. But Al Koponim, the Netziv, clearly holds that that which our Gemara says, that Chagiga is Meloshin Chaygu Chaga, even though Kepshute the Gemara in the end is Chayzer, and it means the Loshin of Korban Chagiga, the Netziv says, no, Ein Mikra Yotzi Midei Pshutai, and therefore there's a mitzvah to dance on Yontif. Now the Gemara further on Amud Beis discusses Me'ilois. The Mishnah lists this as one of those that are Kahararim Tluyim B'Sa'ara. And the Gemara asks, Michton K'sivan, there are Mefurish Psukim, which discuss Me'ilo. And the Gemara continues, the Gemara says, even Shlichos, we learn out Chet from Truma, that there's Shlichos by Me'ilo, even though it's Shlichos L'Dvar Avero. So that also is not Kahararim Tluyim B'Sa'ara. And Rava concludes that the Mishnah is referring to the Din of Nizkor Baal HaBayis, V'loi Nizkor Shliach, Shliach Mo'al. If the Baal HaBayis sends a Shliach to buy something, and he gives him money, and he doesn't realize that this money is Hegdish money, and on the way, while the Shliach is heading to buy it, the Baal HaBayis realizes that he mistakenly gave him Hegdish money, and the Shliach does not know that he still thinks that this money is Chulin, and the Shliach spends the money, the din is that the Baal HaBayis is not Mo'al, the Shliach is Mo'al. This, the Gemara says, is the din that's kahararim tluyim b'sa'ara. Now Rashi over here explains, what is the pshat? Why is it that the Baal HaBayis is not mo'al when he remembers that this money is Hegdish money? So Rashi in Dibar Maschol Shliach Anyo, Rashi says, Nehi de Baal HaBayis potter, de kivan de nizkar, anan sahadi de sule nichale b'shlichusei deheich. Once the Baal HaBayis realizes that this is Hegdish money, we can testify that he surely would not want such a shlichus. The shlichus is now bottle. And the din is that since the Baal HaBayis is not Mo'al, so the shliach, who's still a shogeg at that point, he is Mo'al. Rashi again in the Ramascha Mida Dahava, he says again, Kivan Shebitel HaMeshaleach Shlichusei. Rashi is explaining the reason why the Baal HaBayis is not Mo'al is because the shlichus was nisbatel. Since we're sure that he does not want the shlichus becomes bottle. However, if we take a look at Rashi in other places, in Kedushin Daf Nun, and in Me'ilo Daf Chof Aleph, Rashi explains differently. He says, once the Baal HaBayis realizes that this money is Hegdish money, he no longer is considered a Shegeg, he's considered a Mezid. And the din is that the whole parasha of Me'ilo is said only by someone who's a Shegeg, not someone who's a Mezid. The din that one has to bring a carbon, and he has to return the Karen with the Chemesh, that's all if one is Mayal B'Shegeg, not if one is Mayal B'Mezid. And Rashi in Kedushin continues, And he says, if the Baal Bais was still a Shegeg, so even though the Shliach was the one who spent the money, the Torah was Mechadish, that by Me'ila, Yei Shliach L'Dvar Avera. However, once the Baal Bais realizes, and he's now amazed, and there's no Parsha of Me'ila said over here, now, when the Shliach is Meitzi the money, we do not consider that he's doing it for the Baal Bais, because we go back to the regular klal of Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Avera. If one is doing an Avera, we do not consider that the Maisa is being done by the Meshaleach, rather it's being done by the Shliach. And therefore we could be Mechayev, the Shliach in Me'ila, even though he's doing it on behalf of the Baal Bais, because we go back to the klal of Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Avera. In other words, Rashi was bothered by Ein Echnam, you could not be Mechayev, the Meshaleach in Me'ila because he's a Mezid, but how could you be Mechayev, the Shliach? The Shliach should also be Potter from Me'ila, because he's doing it on behalf of the Baal Bais. And by Me'ila we know that there's Shlichus. On that, Rashi answers that no, once there no longer is a din me'ila because the Baal Bais is a mezid, then we go back to the regular rule of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, and we consider that the Shliach is doing it on his own behalf, and therefore he's moel. Now, like Tzeis HaChoshen, in Simen Shim Hemches, Sifkot and Dalid, as well as Rabbi Kveger on the Mishnais, in Me'ila Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, they both point out that Rashi here in Chagigo says differently than he says in Kedushin and in Me'ila. Here Rashi says that Anan Sahadi, that the Baal Bais does not want the Shlichus, and therefore the whole Shlichus is batal. And in Kedushin and Me'ila, Rashi says that the Baal Bais has a din of a mezid, and therefore the Shliach is the one who's moel, because Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, he's doing it on his own behalf. And both the Ktois and Reb Kveger, they give the same explanation to understand what are the two tzadim to explain the Gemara. And they explain it's based on a very basic Machloikis Rishonim. Tosfos in many places discusses this, as well as many other Rishonim. And that is, what is the klal that we say all over Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Avera? The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, that's where this sugya is discussed, Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Avera. And the Gemara originally says a svara that Divrei HaRav V'Divrei HaTalmid Divrei Mishaymin. The reason why Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Avera is because if the Meshaleach, who's considered the Talmud, tells you to do one thing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's like the Rav, he tells you to do something else, then obviously you listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not to the Talmud. However, the Maskona of the Gemara says that really there are Shnei Ksuvin Abayim Ke'echod, there are two places that we find that Yesh Lichus L'Dvar Avera, and the klal is, Kol Shnei Ksuvin Abayim Ke'echod Ein Melamdim, and Lamaisa, it's not clear from the Maskona of the Gemara, are we still relying on this Svara of Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishaymin? Is that the Pshara of Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Avera, or is it Stamak Zeres HaKosov, and it's not dependent on this Svara? Tosfos in many places over there in Kedushin Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, as well as Baba Kama Ayin Tesa Med Aleph, and Baba Metzia Daf Yud, Tosfos says that even Lamaskono, the Yisoid Hadin of Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Avera is based on Divrei HaRav, V'Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishaymin. And therefore Tosfos is Mechadish, that in a case where the Shliach is a Shoigig, in other words, the Meshaleach sends him to do an Avera, and he himself does not realize that this is an Avera, one of the examples that Tosfos gives is the Meshaleach tells the Shliach to go get a certain item, and the Shliach does not realize that this item does not belong to the Meshaleach. So B'Shoigig, he's stealing this item. Tosfos holds in that case, we say Yesh Shlichus L'Dvar Avera. Why? Because since the Shliach does not realize that he's doing an Avera, we cannot apply the klal of Divrei HaRav, V'Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishaymin. The Shliach does not know that the Rav does not want him to do this Maisa. He doesn't realize that this is an Avera and Hashem does not want him to do it. And this could be explained further based on the famous Sma, the Sma in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Kuf Pei Beis, Sifkot and Beis. He explains the Yisoid of Divrei HaRav, V'Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishaymin, that it means to say that when the Meshaleach tells someone to go do something which is a Maisa Avera, the Meshaleach could later on taina that I never really thought he was going to do it. I didn't expect the Shliach to follow my command because I know that he will not want to do something which is an Avera. I know that he would probably listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not listen to me. And therefore this is not considered a real Shlichus. That's the klal of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, like he says, Kosovar Shelo Yishmaloi. The Meshaleach thinks that the Shliach will not really listen to him. And that is Pshat in Tosfos as well. Tosfos says that any case where the Shliach does not realize that this is an Avera, we do not apply the klal of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. There we say Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Because there we do not have this Svara, the Meshaleach cannot say that I thought the Shliach would not listen to me. Surely he knows the Shliach will listen to him, because the Shliach doesn't even realize that this is an Avera. This is the Shita of Tosfos, and Tosfos is bothered because of this. How could the Gemara bring in Me'ila when the Gemara discusses the Shaila of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera? Over here in Chagiga Daf Yud, many places in Shas, the Gemara says that Me'ilo is an exception. Really, we should have applied the klal of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. But here the Torah told us otherwise. Here we say Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. And Taisa says that Me'ila is always by a Shegig. By Mezid, there is no Me'ila. And if so, then obviously the klal of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira does not apply to Me'ila. Like Taisa says, that any time the Shliach is a Shegig, we do not have the Svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaymin. So why is Me'ila an exception? Why is it that Me'ila Be'etzim should have had the rule of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira? And Taisa has to answer that the nidin of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira by Me'ila is only in Negeya in the case when the Shliach is a Mezid and the Meshaleach is a Shegig. In other words, the Balbais sends money with the Shliach to go buy something. The Balbais does not realize that this is Hegdish money, but the Shliach does realize that this is Hegdish money. In this case, we really should have said the rule of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira because the Shliach realizes that this is an Aveira. And at the same time, there is an Aveira of Me'ila. This is considered Me'ila because the Meshaleach is a Shegig. He does not realize that this is Hegdish money. This is the case that we really should have said the klal of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. There should be no Shlichas over here. And here the Torah was Mechadish, that by Me'ila is different, Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, and the Meshaleach is the one who's Me'il. The truth is, the Achreinim discussed that this Taisa seems to still be Shver, because in this case, when the Meshaleach is a Shegig, and the Shliach is a Mezid, the Chari, we still cannot apply the klal of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaymin. How could the Meshaleach Taina, that I thought the Shliach would not listen to me because he knows it's an Aveira, here when the Meshaleach is a Shegig, so he doesn't realize that this money is Hegdish money, he doesn't know that the Shliach knows that it's an Aveira, he thinks that there's no Aveira involved over here. So here he surely thinks that the Shliach will listen to his command. Here, how could we apply the klal of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaymin? This is a side point which Lecher seems to be Shver on Taisvis. We won't get into this right now, but Al-Kopanim, what's important for now is that Shitas Taisvis is the klal of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira does not apply in a case where the Shliach is a Shegeg. Here in that case, the Meshaleach cannot say that I thought the Shliach would not listen to me. Now the Ritva, on the other hand, over there in Kedushin Daf Mem Beis, he argues on Taisvis, and he says even though the Gemara does say a Svar of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaymin, Lemaisa, the klal of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira is true in all cases, even in the case where Shliach is a Shegeg, nevertheless we apply the rule of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. One of the rays that the Ritva brings, not like Taisvis, is from Me'ila. The Gemara discusses Me'ila in the Sig of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, and Pashas, the case of Me'ila is that they're both a Shegig, both the Meshaleach and the Shliach, and in that case, if you hold like Taisvis, we should not apply the rule of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. That's a raya that the Ritva brings, that even when the Shliach is a Shegig, we still say the klal of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Now based on this machlokes, the K'tois and Reb Kiveger, they explain the two Rashis, Rashi over here in Chagiga, and Rashi in Kedushin. They say that if you hold like Shitas Taisvis, that the klal of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira does not apply in the case when the Shliach is a Shegig, then we say Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, then you cannot possibly learn the way Rashi and Kedushin explains. Rashi over there says, why is it that if it's Niskar Balabais, V'la Niskar Shliach, then the Balabais is not Moal and the Shliach is? Rashi says because the Balabais has a din of a Mezid, and therefore there's no Me'ila over here. And once there's no Me'ila, then we go back to the regular klal of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, and we consider it that the Shliach is doing this Me'ila on his own behalf, not on behalf of the Balabais, the Meshaleach. However, if you hold like Taisvis, even in this case, where it's not a real case of Me'ila, because the Balabais is a Mezid, still, Lemaisa, we should still say that since the Shliach is a Shegig, then Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Tosis holds that by any Aveira, Me'ila or anything else, if the Balabais knows that the Shliach is a Shegig, then we can't say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. We don't have the klal of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaymin. So in this case as well, when it's Nisker Balabais, so Ein Echanam, you cannot be Mechayev the Balabais in Me'ila because he's a Mezid. But we should still say that the Shliach is doing this Maisa on behalf of the Balabais, and we should say over here, Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, because the Shliach is a Shegig. And Ein Echanami would come out that both should be Potter. Both the Meshaleach and the Shliach will be Potter. The Meshaleach because he's a Mezid, and the Shliach because he's not doing this Maisa on his own behalf, he's doing it on behalf of the Balabais. Here there is a Shlichus. And therefore they say, Diktois and Mikveger, that Shitas Toisvis will have to learn, like Rashi says over here in Chagiga, not like Rashi says in Kedushin. Rashi here in Chagiga explains that when it's Nisker Balabais, Anan Tzahadi, that he does not want his Shlichus, so the entire Shlichus is bottle. Then it's very understood. The Meshaleach is not Moal, but the Shliach is. The Shliach is not doing this Maisa on behalf of the Balabais, because Anan Tzahadi is enough to be Mevatel the Shlichus. So the Shliach is doing this Maisa on his own behalf, and therefore he's Moal. Rashi in Kedushin, and in Me'ilo, who says the Pshat is, because the Baal Bais is amazed. And now the Shliach is Chayev because once this is not Me'ila. So we say, Ein Shliach Dvar Avera. This Rashi will fit according to the Rishonim, the Ritva, and others in the Mukhe Yosef, who hold that even in the case when the Shliach is a Shogeg, we still apply the rule of Ein Shliach Dvar Avera. So although this does not answer the Stira in Rashi, but it does give an explanation why Rashi and Chagiga would not want to learn like the other Mahalach, why some Rishonim will have to learn, like Rashi says over here in Chagiga, that the Pshat is that the entire Shlichus is Batal. However, we could point out a small ha'ara on this Mahalach, that if we look carefully in Rashi, Dibra Maschal Shliach Anyo, the Lashon of Rashi is, Nehi de Baal Bayis Potter, the Kivan de Nizkar Anan Sahadi de Sulo Nichalei Bishlichusei. The Mashmois is that Rashi needs this Svara of Anan Sahadi in order to patter the Baal Bayis. The way the Ktais and Rikvega were learning, really to patter the Baal Bayis, that we could simply say that he's Potter because he's amazed, like Rashi says in Kiddushin. That which Rashi needs the Anan Sahadi, according to them, it's only to explain why is it that the Shliach is Chayev. The Anan Sahadi is to be Mevatel the Shlichus, because otherwise we would have patterned the Shliach as well. So the Lashon of Rashi would not be so mashma that this is why he introduces the Anan Sahadi. But Al Kopanim, we could still explain Bedas Toisvis. Why is it that the Shliach is Moal, that it's based on this Anan Sahadi that the entire Shlichus is Batel. Now in the Sefer Afika Yam, Chelik Beis, Simin Mem Dalet, he discusses at length, Rashi over here, as well as Rashi in Kiddushin. We'll just say over one interesting point that he says, and that is that there's a well-known Chakira in the Achronim about the Yisoid of Shlichus. How does Shlichus work exactly? Different Achronim say different Nuschais exactly in the two Tzadim of the Chakira, but basically the Chakira is, does Shlichus work that the Maisa of the Shliach is Misyachis, is attributed to the Meshaleach? The Shliach does an action and we consider that the Mishaleach is the one who's doing this action. Or does it work that the Mishaleach gives over his Koyach to the Shliach and the Shliach's action is what's actually creating the Chalois? For example, if one is Memane a Shliach to be Mekadosh and Isha, do we say that the Maisa Kedushin that the Shliach does is attributed to the Mishaleach? We look at it as if the Mishaleach was the one who handed over the money to the Isha and said, Hariat Mekudeshes Li, he was the one who actually was Mekadosh this woman. Or the other tzad is, that even though the Meshaleach is the only one who could be Mekadosh and Isha for himself, but if he's Memane Ashliach, he can give over that Koyach that he has to be Mekadosh and Isha on his behalf, he could give that over to someone else, now the Shliach is able to be Mekadosh and Isha for the one who sent him. That's called Mesiras Koyach, the Shliach is the one who creates the Chalois, because he now has the Koyach to do so. Many Achreinim say that on this is based the Machlekes, the Rambam and the Tur, in the case when one is Memane Shliach to be Megarish and Isha. And at the time he was Memane this Shliach, his mind was at full capacity. And some point later, after he already was Memane the Shliach, before the Shliach was actually Megarish the Isha, the Meshaleach became a Shaita. What is the din? Can the Shliach still go and be Megarish the Isha, despite the fact that the husband right now is a Shaita? Or do we say no, once the husband becomes a Shaita, the Shliach can no longer deliver the get? The Rambam in Perek Bei Sochas Gerushin Halacha Tezvav is mashma that it's only possible midar abonon. Midar Reisa, this is a good get. Even though at the time the get is given, the husband is a shreita, nevertheless midar Reisa, this get would be kosher. And the Achreinim explained because the Rambam holds that the way Shlichus works is that the Mishaleach gives over his koyach to the Shliach. The Shliach right now has the koyach to be Megarish this Isha. And therefore, even though the husband at the time the get is given is a shreita, since the Shliach is not a Shaita, he could be Megarish, the wife of the Shaita. The Tur, however, in Evener Ezra, Simon Kuf Chof Aleph, when he brings down this case, when one makes a Shliach and then becomes a Shaita, the Tur says, this get ain't like klum, this get is worthless. Clearly the Tur holds that it's possible mina Torah. And the Achrayim explained because the Tur holds the other side of Shlichus. The way Shlichus works is the action of the Shliach is attributed to the Meshaleach. When the Shliach gives over the get, we consider it as if the husband is giving over the get, and since at that time he's a shaita, so the get is worthless, min ha-Torah. This is how the Achrayim explain the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Tur, based on the Chakira, the two tzadim of Shlichus. And the Afika Yam wants to suggest that the difference between Rashi over here in Chagigo and Rashi in Kedushin is based on these same two tzadim. He says, if you hold the way Shlichus works, it's not that the Maisa of the Shliach is attributed to the Meshaleach. Rather, we look at the Shliach as if he's the Baal Bayis. He has the koyach to do the Maisa. If so, the Afika Yam says, in the case when the Baal Bayis remembers, he's no longer a Shogeg, he's now a Mezid, he realizes that this money is Hekdesh money, still since the Shliach, He's the one who's doing the Maisa, and he's a Shegig, we should still be able to be Mechayev the Baal Bayis in Me'ilo. Just like we say that if the Baal Bayis becomes a Shaita, according to the Rambam, he could still be Megarish. So too in this case, when the Baal Bayis becomes a Mezid, since at the time he told the Shliach to go spend the money, he was a Shegig. Now when the Shliach spends the money and he does it B'Shegig, there should still be Me'ilo, like that side of Shlichus. And he says that's why Rashi over here in Chagiga explains differently. He explains that there's a Nan Sahadi and the Shlichus is Batal, because Rashi does not want to say that since the Baal Bayis is now Mezid, there's no Me'ila. Rashi holds that even if the Baal Bayis is Mezid, since the Shlichus is a Shegig, there would be Me'ila. Rashi, however, in Kedushin, who says that since the Baal Bayis becomes a Mezid, there's no Me'ila, Rashi would fit better with the other side of the Chakira, that the way Shlichus works is that the Mais of the Shliach is attributed to the Meshaleach, and since at the time the Mais of Me'ila was done, at that moment the Baal Bayis was a Mezid, so there will be no Me'ila over here. This is the explanation of the Afikayam in the two Rashis. Just to point out two smaller auras, firstly, the way he explains it will not fit in the Shita of the Rambam. Because the Rambam, like we said, the Rambam is of the opinion that if the Baal Bayis becomes a Shaita, then Midaraisa the Shliach could still give the get. That's like the Tzad of the Chakira, that the Baal Bayis is giving over his Koyach to the Shliach, and not that the Maisa of the Shliach is attributed to the Baal Bayis. And on the other hand, the Rambam in Hilchos Me'ilo, Perek Zayin Halacha Hei, when he quotes this din of Nisker Baal Bayis, V'la Nisker Shliach, that the din is the Baal Bayis is not Moal, and the Shliach is, the Rambam explains because the Baal Bayis is amazed. Like Rashi and Kedushin. According to the Afikayam, these two Rambams will be a stira to each other. And the second point to make is that even if you go like this Tzad of the Achreinim, that the way Shlichus works is that the Baal Bayis, the Meshaleach, gives over his Koyach to the Shliach, and now the Shliach is the one who's creating the Chalois, the Pashtus is that that Tzad is only by a Shlichus to make a Chalois. For example, like Gerishin or Kedushin, like we explained, the Meshaleach, who B'derech Klal is the only one who could be Mekadosh and Isha for himself, if he's Meman HaShliach, he gives over this Koyach, now the Shliach has the ability to make such a Chalois Kedushin for the Meshaleach. But that's only by a Shlichus to create a Chalois. However, in this case, a Shlichus to do a Maisa Aveiro, like Me'ilo, there surely the way Shlichus is working is not that the Meshaleach is giving over a Koyach to the Shliach. Because to do a Maisa Aveiro, one does not need any special Koyach. Any person is capable of doing an Aveiro. It's not that the Meshaleach has to empower the Shliach with this Koyach to do an Aveiro. Here, surely the way Shlichus is working is that the Maisa Aveiro that the Shliach is doing, we're considering it that this was done by the Meshaleach, like the other side of the Chakira. That the Maisa is attributed to the Meshaleach. Here it's surely not the pshat that the Meshaleach gives over a Koyach to the Shliach. The Afikayam seem to have understood that even in this Shlichus of Me'ilo, where he makes a Shliach to do the Maisa Aveira for him, we also can understand two tzadim of this Chakira.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.